I didn't either. We get stopped by a Steve Willis.
Okay, it's Sunday night, or Chof Zion Elul, September 18th. We're starting Mitzvah Yudalid. If she was not here, we can't. What?
17th. September
17th. What did I say? What did I say?
18th.
Oh, okay. September 17th.
Thank you.
Or 18th. Yeah. We don't have Rabbi Shua here to test on the first 13 mitzvahs. So we'll just jump into mitzvah 14, which is actually the structure is similar to 13, which is not to feed the Karban Pesach to a Meshumid. So mitzvah Yudalid is Shalonachil min HaPesach L'Ger V'Soshav. That's the Lashon of the Chinuch. The Pasuk's Lashon is Shalonachil Mitzar HaPesach L'Ger. Here it doesn't mean a ger, it doesn't mean a full-fledged ger. See, a full-fledged ger, obviously, I don't know if it's obvious or not, but a full-fledged ger is for sure Mechuyiv and Karban Pesach, so it wouldn't be possible that it means a ger, so we'll see what it means. Ula Soshav, a resident, we'll see what that means. Well, ger will mean he's in the process of converting, but he wasn't, we'll see what he's missing, but he's in the process of converting. Or someone who's living in Eretz, and Toshav will mean someone who's legally living in Eretz Yisrael, but a non-Jew. So they're a cut above a regular guy. An Oved Avodah Zarah is not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. A Toshav, sometimes called a Ger Toshav, is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. He's makabel not to do Avodah Zarah. Some say he's makabel to do all Zion mitzvahs. So he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he's called a Ger Toshav, as opposed to, I guess, a regular Ger is called a Ger Tzedek. The Lashon Ger could mean a Ger Toshav, it could mean a Ger Tzedek. Most of the time it means a Ger Tzedek. So we'll see. Here, in the Chinuch sentence of Lo Lahachel Mibzar Pesach Leger Uletoshav, so Ger means he's in the process of becoming a Ger, and he didn't finish the process. That's how the word is used in the sentence in the Chinuch Uletoshav. The point is really, I think, you could sum it up that it's not enough to not be an Oved Avodah Zarah. You have to be a Jew. Shenemar Toshav the Socher Lo Yochal Bo. A very cryptic pasuk. Who's the Toshav? Who's the Socher? Who can't eat the Karban Pesach? What does it mean? So, Vatoshav who Adam in a Umos Shekibel Olav Shelo Lavor Avodah Zorah V'Ochal Nevelos. Meaning, he's not a ger, he could eat Nevelos, he's a non-Jew. Some say he has to be makabel all again. The word toshav means he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. There is a basic machlokas if it's enough for him to be makabel not to do avodah zara, or if he has to be makabel all Zion mitzvahs.
Is that part of shalom?
No, he is ochel nevelos. That's the point. He's not a ger tzedek. He's ochel nevelos beheter. For us, it's not nogea that machlokas for the purpose of this mitzvah. Because that's a machlokas if he's truly a tosha, meaning if he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. The point is of the mitzvah is that even someone who has an official status that he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, but he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. At least he was at least makabel not to do Avodah Zarah, but according to some Jews, he has to be makabel all Zion mitzvahs. But for us, it's not relevant. For us, we're saying he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, no matter what. Even though he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, he's a Toshav, he's allowed to live here, that's what Toshav means, he's a resident, legally, but he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach.
Why is Ochel Nevelos relevant? Like, why not?
No, it just means to say he's not a Ger Tzedek. He's Ochel Nevelos. He wasn't Mekabel all the mitzvahs. He wasn't Mekabel only.
That's like
the phrase. That's how you say, not a Geret Seder, a Geret Toshev, you say he's Mekabel to Allah, but Ochel Nevelos.
He's not allowed to live in
Eretz
Israel.
An Obed Avodah Zarah is not allowed to live in Eretz Israel. Some say even a not Obed Avodah Zarah, remember, Kabbalah all Zion mitzvahs. Again, that's not Nogeya us, because our point is he's not released from the Korban Pesach. Right? He's not a Ger Tzedek. So that's a Toshav. He's allowed. And Sochir is a funny version. Sochir literally means a hired laborer. That's what the word Sochir means. Someone you hire to work for you. The Sochir, who Ger Shemol Velo Tovau. He started the process of becoming a Ger. He was mal, but he didn't go to the mikveh yet. Shekhem Pirshu, Chachomeinu, Zerchonom, Levracha. That's a Gemara in Yevamos.
So the Ger Toshev is an Oral, right?
The Ger Toshev is an Oral also, yeah.
Yeah,
well, we didn't learn that issue yet. An Oral, you're right. That's a job for the Menchas Chinuch. Declare if the Goy has an Issa Oral. Maybe only a Yid has the Issa Oral. Maybe a Goy doesn't have the Issa Oral. That's like Menchas Chinuch talk.
He was Tachia.
It wasn't. Now, this is what's interesting. No, you didn't escape. You have to do the first 13 mitzvahs.
Oh, wow. That's how they escape.
You ready? Or you we'll do it tomorrow night, believe me. We'll do it tomorrow night.
Okay, catch my breath.
The funny thing is, just like in the last mitzvah, not to feed the Korban Pesach to a Meshumid. So some held Koshkin or also to a Goy. So here also, in this mitzvah, there are shitas that you're not allowed to feed the Korban Pesach to a Ger Shemol V'loy Tovau, Koshkin to a Goy, who's not undergoing the process of Geirus. Okay, or the same Kabbal Chaimah for Toshav. You know, if you're not allowed to feed the Korban Pesach to just to someone who's Makabal Zion Mitzvahs, let's say, Koshkei to someone who's not Makabal Zion Mitzvahs. Okay, so that's what this mitzvah is. It's an interesting mitzvah. It's not to feed. Here, certainly, you're talking about people who are not Jewish. So I don't think here anybody holds it's an Isser for them. And it's just, or even for the person that enables them to eat or to feed them. Here they're Goyim. Certainly the Torah is not given to Goyim. So, but it's really interesting. It's a lav not to give the Korban Pesach to someone who has a more exalted status than a regular Goy, like a Hecherah status than a Goy, but he's not a Yid yet. So there's a special lav. The Torah made a point that you're not going to give him the Korban Pesach because he's not Jewish, even though he's on a higher madrega than a guy. I guess that's the only way to say it. One is Mol V'loy Toval, he's in the process of becoming a ger, but he's not a ger. And the other one's a Toshav, that he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk's Lashon is the other way around. Toshav is Sochir Lo Yochal Bo, Toshav is the ger Toshav. And Sochir, a very weird Lashon, but the Gemara in Yevamos works out that Lashon. Sochir is the ger Shemol V'lo Toval. Okay. Kempirshu Chachomeinu Zichronom Levracha. Yes, so the article speaks out also that some say a regular guy is nichlal in the previous mitzvah, and some say he's nichlal in this mitzvah. B'sharashe mitzvah zu, mashakosavnu ba'acheros, and other mitzvahs having to do with the Korban Pesach. This goes to Yes Mitzrayim, Babur Shekarman Zel Lezeche Cherusenu, Babu'enu Bebris Ne'amono, Im Hashem Yisborach, Roy Shlo Yehonu Bo Rak Osom Sheshlimu, Be'emuna, those who completed the process of being Sholem Be'emuna, Be'em Yisraelim Gemurim, It's interesting. I mean, a guy is not allowed to eat many karma. A non-Jew is not allowed to eat many karma. He's an oral. Second of all, he's a guy. A guy is not allowed to eat some karma.
Even shlomim?
Even shlomim, a guy can't eat shlomim.
It can be, he's not. It's just that he's a guy.
A guy could eat from a bechor ba'al mum, according to Beis Hillel. But that's not a carbon. Bechor ba'al mum. Once he's a ba'al mum, he's not a carbon anymore. Vinyan archokas ha'oro machiloso. Kam kem yuzeh ha'shoresh. In other words, I don't know why he says that. I don't know pshat. Mitzvah 17 is that an oral can't eat from a Karban Pesach. We're learning now Mitzvah 14.
Yeah.
Why does he say, oh, you mean, Tam Kan Kim Yashor? It's all the same reason. Same idea. Right. That's all. So it's even a bigger chiddush. There he's Mamashi Yid. He's just an oral. But it's the same idea that he's not with us all the way. Even though you say, well, that's a huge leap, because the oral is Jewish and these people are not Jewish. But when it comes to the Isra reading of the Korban Pesach, he calls it Kam Kem Yizeh HaShoresh. Okay? For Nohegas Bisman Abayas, when it's relevant, Zchorim Uvin Akevos, Voiver Aleo V'Achilo La'elu. Here also, feeding it, enabling it. Ain lo canola again the chinuch said they shame by ma'isa.
So the Rav said heichil here means mamish heichil.
Here it for sure doesn't mean they themselves. The Torah wasn't given to goyim. The Torah certainly not commanding the goyim. And again it's aimed by ma'isa. Okay, this is interesting. We'll see. Let me tell you from Astro. So the Chinuch says it's a goy, either in the process of becoming a ger but not there yet, or a ger toshav. That's not normally what these words mean. They normally refer to, in other parshas, they refer to two types of eved ivris. One is one that goes out b'sheish, and one that goes out b'yovel. Okay. And they're obviously mechuyev in a Korban Pesach, and they could eat from it. The Ravid learns in our pasuk that Toshav v'Sachir means Eved Ivris, those two types of Eved Ivris, like it does by Truma. By Truma, it's that a Koyan's Toshav v'Sachir cannot eat Truma, because he doesn't own them like he owns an Eved Klani. So there, Toshav v'Sachir can't eat Truma for a different reason, right? He's a Yisrael, he's not a Kohen. Here, so the Rav learns it means that here also. So what's it talking about? It's talking about the Chiyuv to be Monui. Right? In order to eat the Korban Pesach, you have to be Monui. If you're not a Monui, then you can't be a Bailam in the Korban Pesach, and you can't eat it. So according to the Ravid, when it says Toshav v'Sachir lo yochal bo, it means they're not allowed to eat. So according to the Ravid, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach unless you're a Monui. You're not automatically a Monui because you belong to your Adam. Right? You're not automatically a Monui on your Adam's Korban Pesach. You have to make yourself a monui specifically in order to eat from it. So the chiddush is in the din of monui, that he's not a monui automatically. According to the Ramban and according to the Chinuch, the chiddush is in the din of a goy not being able to eat from the Korban Pesach. Not being able to eat from the Korban Pesach, even if you're not so much of a guy. Either you're a ger toshav, or you're in the process of gerus. According to the Ravid, it's a chiddush in being a monui. If to eat it,
is the regular law, is the regular issur of you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach unless you're a money on it. But the point of this lav is the chiddush in the din of monui, that you're not automatically a monui on the Odon's Korban Pesach. No, the point of the Raiva, this could be the lav of a non-monui eating from a Korban Pesach. This lav, the point of the lav is that they're not automatically monui.
But we think they're like his family.
What?
We would think that they're like his
family. Yeah, that's according to the Raiva, right? That's what, and they're not. But mamela, you have a lav of not to eat the Korban Pesach if you're not a monui. And according to the Rambam, pashtus, if you eat it without being a monui, you're violating an asay. Ishlofi ochlo to chosu al asay, you're probably only violating that mitzvah, the asay, of how to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay, so you don't get malchus. It would turn out the ramification was that if you eat the Korban Pesach without being a monui, then according to the Ravid, you get malchus. Because this is the lav. Here it's expressed as a lav. Even though the point of the lav is that the evidimri is not automatically a monoi, but it's a lav. So v'meila, not eating for the Korban Pesach, eating for the Korban Pesach not as a monoi is a lav. And according to the Rambam, it is only an asay. You're only over the asay.
It's a lav, it's not loki.
You're not loki because it's only an asay.
No, it's the lav. According to
the Raiva, it's a lav. It's this lav.
But it wouldn't be loki because it's a
why not? Maisa. No, according to the Raivid, no, I don't know. According to the Raivid, I don't know if the Raivid learned. The Raivid could learn like in the last mitzvah. There are those that say the Isser is to eat also. Lav dafka to enable. According to the Raivid, it's mustaber, the Isser is to eat. Because according to the Raivid, the point of the lav is that the evidimri is not automatically a monui. So I don't think the point is to enable to eat. See, Bishlam by a Meshumid is a rationale why the Torah didn't express it as his is to eat. But here there would be no rationale. So it's loved up. Yeah, what? Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's okay. Now, the Chiddush doesn't mention the Raivid. This is all the Ah, me from the Oscar. What?
The word Sakhir seems.
What?
The word Sakhir seems a bit better from the Raivid.
Yeah, according to the Raivid, they have the same meaning as they do by Truma. And it has the same meaning as it does by Truma. But Truma certainly means the two types of Eved Ivri, and there the point is that they're not allowed to eat Truma if their master is a Kayan. If their master is a Kayan, because they're not really owned by the Kayan. They're not Mamono, like Eved Tzami. So the Raiva says it means the same here. Okay, very interesting. Okay, we'll see if the Minchas Chinuch brings it down. Mitzvah Yudalid. So again, it's like a completely different lot. According to the Chinuch and Rambam, the lav is not to have a goy eat from the Korban Pesach, but a goy that's in the an exalted goy, better than stam goy. And we have to see if there's an issa oral too. But there's no issa to feed an oral. See again, yoigel is neiver maybe, or b'sayei neiver aveira. But here we know for sure, according to the Chinuch, the Torah is not talking to the ochel, because the ochel is a goy. Shelo nachil mibsar hapesach legeru l'toshuv. Atoshuv zeh shekibel lelavet of uzorah v'sochir mol v'loy tovah. I am sochir that tzadik vav amin aleph. I guess it gets complicated in the sugyas. It's a gemara. V'yivamas perik oral ayin aleph amin aleph. Rabbi Akiva Dorish shon leger mol v'loy tovah. Rambam maybe can peritest me from Pesach Ger Shemolvul Untoval and the Komokom Vade Hadin came even the Kaimulon to the Goy Gomer who Yemolvul Untoval is Kilo Lomol, no question. Why in the Mishnah can Allah Zion people because of Rambam but because of Mishnah? May now Kamina Kakach Lazina Divan like how Rambam Moidel is there. He's not a ger. But sorry, Musmad Lavin Mitzvashin and Dalit, maybe Mechilta, the Apostle called the Goimohu. Okay. Uva ger Goimohu. Meaning he's not in the process of gerus, but he happens not to be an oral. Or a Lugair Shekibul Olav Sheva Mitzvahs, which we're calling a Totov. For the Chorin Nira Shechelik and Mashasti done about Mol Veloi Toval, maybe, Umidivere Mechilta Nira de Magoye in a Mol Veloi Kibul Olav Sheva Mitzvahs, Oymi Bekama Shemos, Lav the Orel, Uben Nechor, Velav Ze Gamke. He's over the Lav, the Torah wasn't given to Goyim. Maybe you mean there's some if you see them. Okay, Bayes.
So what's Cholik with our Gemara?
I don't, what?
It's Cholik with our Gemara.
Maybe the Mechilta is Cholik. B'nei b'smak shom nira da'alavu al ha'oichel. How could that be? If it's a goy, if he learned it's a goy, how could it be? Not from the Zion Mitzvahs, but I know what you're doing in our Torah, like I said. Avo Rambam.
Maybe he's doing like the Rambam.
Yeah, I don't know. Right? But the Chinuch doesn't even mention the Rambam yet, so it'd be funny. Avo Rambam, kind of like the Zion, Rambam, Machaba, concerning the love, Koy, Yalam, Machil, which is certainly the Stavro. Whoever's the real smart with me and he, that's the woman, the guy got can it stop there. Locomotion, because of Mishnah, the little shyers, they're the little shyers. And he won't listen, like the mummer. You know, guy, it's not even, they're not given to him. So, whoever's the poor person, I don't know if I'm going to go to the guy, it's stop while come on mitzvahs. Ken Hochanami, that would be really weird that it says a lot of the Torah. That's an ashora to the goy that you don't find. The Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach, I mean, as far as I know, they don't mean that when it says in the Torah, let's say, not to eat Edom and Achai, it's talking to a goy. The Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach are, from what I understood, is completely Torah Shebaal Peh, so to speak. They didn't get the Torah.
Didn't have to do with the ones that were repeated in our Sinai or weren't repeated?
Yeah, that's already in the Pasuk, but there's no Ashara to a guy Pashtus. Torah. Torah's not talking, you don't find anybody, Torah's talking to Goyim.
You're the one who just said last week, the Yiddish guy's for everybody, not just for the Jews.
I said it's the same religion, but not the Lavin. Okay, you know, it's not so clear. Look, here's the Milchas Chinuch. That considers that Goyim the Savual Kama Mitzvahs and the Pshadas that are included in the Torah's Azhara. The Torah is talking, Kiila, the Torah is talking to them as well. Abu Bambas Loimot Sinu Zebu Sanhedrin, the Goyi and Mitzvah Shlo Yochal Mena Apesach, Kamosha Mitzvah Lachila Sevim and Achai. In other words, he's willing to countenance. That something like Abraham and Achai is called the Mitzvah in our Torah, but because there we know it's Mitzvah in Abraham and Achai, but it's certainly it's not one of those high mitzvahs not to eat the carbon pesach. Chol mitzvah shloim the stavu b'kaidem. As you mentioned that idea, kiyam al yivay Moshe Rabbeinu lo mitzina shiyu agoyim uzarim al zeh. Maybe if it was said to Noah. Over there, the Tzukim by Zion Mitzvahs is talking to Noah. But this is Moshe Rabbeinu, Al-Kotach Osi Halav Lahamachel, Ayin Shem B'Sanhedrin. L'choyer Reish Remez Rayel Asmag, the Goy Ba'atzvo B'Tzuve, the Mavur B'Tzachem Dav Gimel Amad Beis, Oh, who are more? The Solid Vachal B'Rushaloyim, Tzachem, Botku Basrei, he said the wrong word, they chapped him by his words. Basmuchu Vashkuchu Armo, they found that he's a goy. Vakotlu, so they killed him. Now why did they kill him? Wait a second. What right did they have to kill him? There's got a few terutzim on that. One is that they killed him al gezo because he ended up. Why is the pachot mishavah
fruta?
And the guy is right. Anyway, but that's the kasha here. L'choyre in a muzer al zeh. Avol l'das asmag who asmoy muzer al zeh. Bazarazon of Neinoah, Ruin Nisoson, Alkain Kotluhu, okay, I am Shombus on Hegel, that from Zion and Aleph, Vena Raya Kamura, the Shemash Kahua, the Goihu, Vena Machzik, which have a Mitzvah's Gamke. They found out maybe a lot about him, so they killed him. But not much more like that, but that's, he's saying you can be Doichet, that they didn't kill him for eating the Korban Pesach. Ayn Rambab Parshas, La Yishlach Abishchem. We go from there to Leikash al Asmag, Mashik Shini, the Leikash of Sanhedrin Mitzvah Zu. If I wanted to sign mitzvahs, Vayan Uyan Shom Nun Chesel Mitveiz, the Komar Kumba Aselo Kochoshiv. The Mkain Eshalom of the Choshiv Rak Mitzvah Shalem Shanoigli Olam, the Chomokam of the Chosman. Amo Mitzvah Zu, Shane and the Hegas of the Sma. Mikdash should be Rishalayim, boy, we'll be fumbled about Goyim here. Elad is one amikta should be Yerushalayim loy kachoshev. And when the Kovu Kovu Shayach Shaper Lomash and it's Tave, he's willing to accept what the Smag says. And when the Kovu Kovu Shayach Shaper Lomash and it's Tave, Kamash and it's Tave, Mishav HaMitzvahs, V'Hutsayas, Madua Yigra Od Me HaMitzvah and it's Tave, why can't you say there's another Mitzvah? As long as you have a technical reason why it's not counted in the minion of Shav HaMitzvahs B'nai Nolach, so what's wrong? Or do a Yigra old, so he has other mitzvahs, he'll have this one too. Valkan Tibriya Kesef Mishnah, Eina Mubay. Then he says, I'm not shaykh for a guy. I don't know, does a guy have to keep my mitzvahs because it says it in the Torah? I never thought so. What? Yeah, it says it's not, but I never thought, like, because it says those psukim. Because it says those psukim, but a guy never accepted the Torah. I mean, they were mitzvah from Hashem, and the pasuk records it. But I never understood. I'm wrong, obviously. I never understood that they didn't get the Torah. It says it in the Rambam got to say they have to do the Zion mitzvahs because Moshe was commanded them in Har Sinai. It's mashmah because it says it in the Torah taka. Rambam famously writes that a goy has to do Zion mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai received that a Torah with that din that they have to keep the Zion mitzvahs. They can't keep it because they have a Kabbalah from their grandpappy Noach. So Rambam Hilchos Malachim, a famous Rambam, that they have to do it because of Moshe Rabbeinu, because of Matan Torah, and that brought Torah down to earth. And that's all that counts, what happened at Har Sinai. Okay. So there I could see it more. Because of that Rambam, I see it as more likely, more possible. More likely, more possible that Taka. It's not the pshat to have the Zion mitzvahs from Hashem telling it to Noah, and it's recorded in the Torah. But the Taka Mitzvah, because the Tzukim in the Torah are talking to them. The Tzukim that are talking to Noah, and delineating those Averis, are talking to them. That's part of the Torah is given to Goyim. They didn't accept the Torah, I don't understand. They rejected the Torah. But they weren't given the choice to reject Zion mitzvahs. They weren't given the choice. I mean, the Torah, the Goyim of Makkah, they should celebrate Shavuos a little. Right? They should celebrate Shavuos with us. They should celebrate Shavuos with us. They were Makkah with the Torah also. They didn't have a choice, but they were Makkah with it. Let them stay up all night. Really? That's
the famous kasha.
What?
The famous kasha. They asked the Edom, whoever, want the Torah, to what's written in it. It said, don't kill. It said, don't kill. No, we don't want that. Well, Mike said, so Mrs. Enoch, to be anywhere on that.
Right. What's the answer?
No,
that's why they weren't. No, I guess that's why they weren't. But that's why they refused the whole Torah. But it's ironic that for Lo Yisirtzach, rather they weren't given a choice to refuse. But their refusal for the whole Torah, because it says that Lo Yisirtzach was accepted. You're right. It's funny, but
it's also different Lo Yisirtzach.
But their rejection of what?
It's also a different Lo Yisirtzach.
Yeah, you're right. They're not allowed to kill because it says that he means a different post, but the post can brace him. Yeah, right, because it's from a different post. You're not. Okay, you know, they're still not allowed to kill. So what's that they rejected? What?
Is abortion the same with that? Will be those kind of
questions? No, there's different dinim. But the point is, but again, we're coming back to, according to that Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, and according to the Smag, they can't do it because it says it in the Torah. According to the Smag, we're explaining the Smag, it's Mukhrich for the Smag, that the Goyim are not allowed to have to keep Zion Mitzvahs because it says it in the Torah, which is a huge Chiddush. But it really stems with the Rambam that the Goyim have to keep Zion Mitzvahs because Moshe was Mitzuvah at Har Sinai in the Torah that the Goyim should keep Zion Mitzvahs. So that fits with the Smag, at least the way the Menachas Chinuch is learning it. But very literally, they could be Mitzuvah in this Mitzvah of not to eat from the Korban Pesach. Okay, you're right. But I said they rejected it. They rejected. I don't know. So they rejected the whole Torah. But that's the irony. They rejected the whole Torah because of the Yisirtzach. Okay, so it's not in the Zion Mitzvah of the Menachas Chinuch. It's like weird. The whole different world here. You're right. It's the same religion. Like even more so now. But maybe it's not counted in the Zion Mitzvah because it's the Zman HaMikdash. This is not counted. It's only Bizman HaMikdash. I will make up a gom shaykh shapalomash and it's stavet. Kmoish and it's stavet, the Zion mitzvahs, the Hutsayas, do a yigra oyna mitzvahs and it's stavet. I'll can direct as a Mishnah in a Bavonim. Whoa. Vadein Motsa Rambam Zeb Eza Moko. Vefshet the Ha'ochel Gam Kein Muzor Gam Ladas HaRambam. I don't see how. The ochel gam kein muzer is a zaiter, it means a goy. You like the smug. Maybe he does all like the smug. Avol das ham smug mavur lehed yadena machil over raka ochel. Whoa. Even though the loshen apostle, he completely is oiker the posuk mi mashma uso, and the machil is only over the thiever. So chleivik moishik kusav lebu parshli dekra. Vodei shlom al asmag lo kachoshev al mashav mitzuvim ki Yisrael. Abu mashav Yisrael ain a mitzuvim vadra abu mitzvah ikol lechol rak ben Noach muzhor lo kachoshev. I am toisa shom daf puntesu menalot of yamans chuleka de bedover shu mitzuvah shu mitzvah li Yisrael. Meaning eating the carbon pesach will not be also. If it's a mitzvah, you can't ask such a kasha. Ach adrina be the mavul begmorah shalomalek achosh of the glacier shavos aishosuk b'tarah chayim. Avogav the Israel mitzvah. Al korchach kedukset no dena noig b'chol makom b'chol zman. So that's why it's not counted as an isra to a goy, but it is an isra to a goy. Al korchach kedekashivna kedeksivna v'nizrek b'chum v'zman v'choshev al yasser d'dom v'fush b'kro lo y'choshev v'am t'choshev sham shod v'an v'fush b'kro yesh l'chali. Okay, we'll stop here. So in the middle of this discussion, if the goy is mitzvah not to eat to the Korban Pesach, do you have a car here?
Yes.
Okay. to keep. Can we go right now? Because I have a lot of packages with me. I have to maneuver.
What? Yeah.
Thank you.